one final question to ask of you, and there's many areas we can take this subject. It's been fascinating, so thank you so much indeed, William. Is, because I think this is something where there might be a disconnect that you've spoken about between the board and the executive, and that is working from home. One observation I would make is that there is the old guard who feel that the office environment is the only place that business can operate from effectively, whether it's the office or whether it's on the work floor. Business has moved on. It is a place where there are many ways that we can operate. And COVID has illustrated how effectively it can be delivered. So it's bringing together, that's the hybrid that can be created. What is your observation on a new leader stepping up into that new role? Because ultimately it's about them setting the tone. What would be your advice to someone about how they set the right tone for working in the right way? Productivity-wise, it's got to be at the right level, but also it is that lifestyle balance.
Well, I think although I over the years I've been working in technology and all these forefront things, I'm relatively still quite a traditional guy. I still believe in, you know, seeing people, shaking hands.
Yeah.
But having said that, I think the pandemic has changed the landscape quite a bit. But that is not it's by default, it's sort of by design, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think the way forward is going to be an omni model, as they said. it would be a hybrid anyway. I think it depends on the industry you're in and depends on how your team is good enough in working on digital media stuff like the Zoom where we're doing it. I think it would be a different model for each company. But I still think that no matter which model, the human element is still very important. And being able to sit together in a room to discuss is still a relatively slightly different thing than have 10 Zoom, you know, windows there, I still think. So for example, the latest project I'm doing, I have a team in Hong Kong, and obviously the last couple of months I'm here in London. I have a team in Shanghai, I have a team in Beijing as well. So by default, we wouldn't be able to get together most of the time. So we have Zoom meeting all the time. But I do, I'm actually looking at the calendar, when can I go back to Hong Kong and then going to Shanghai and then going to Beijing.
Yeah.
I still think that part is very important. I don't think there is a formula to this. I think each company would be very different, and each industry would be very different as well. But when you're going back to the point about new guys coming into play, you might know that I wouldn't name it, but I'm having you guys to board mentoring a CEO executive in China at the moment.
Yeah.
He's new, and he went through, because the last couple of months, like Shanghai has been locking down, you know, and a lot of cities are going through some very stringent quarantine environment, et cetera, et cetera. But when we talk, we still think that when a new guy comes into organization, it is very important in the early days to meet people in person and being able to, as much as possible, group the team together to build a bond. So that going back to the physical meeting is still important, especially in early days. When the team is knowing each other very well, robust enough, then that particular type of physical meeting might be less important. But in the early days, for new guys stepping in or stepping up, you know, it is very important, I still think.
No, I get what you're saying. And I think one thing I would say is that with us having gone through this process together of using this type of medium, we've all gone through the same education at the same time. We're all at the level playing field. And any part of leadership is knowing what tool to use at the right time. And each tool has its part to play. And again, it's what you said, it's about leverage. It's about you leveraging what is available to you, making use of those in order to get to where you need to. William, it's been a real pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you very, very much indeed. And I hope these insights, I'm sure they will actually, because there have been some very powerful sound bites that you've delivered to us this session about the opportunity that stepping up presents. And to some extent, the opportunity that it always presents, as it presented to you back in the 90s, there's other wonderful things that people can step up to and jump into.
Thank you, Charlie. I think it's a very good chat. I think the last comment I have is probably for any younger executives stepping in and stepping up into an organization, a particular position, just enjoy it and take it as a challenge. I think these days is, say for example, when you're talking about insight into a particular industries, it is relatively easier this day because of information abundance, because of the internet and availability of different, obviously, we have like an organization like Critical Eye can provide a lot of guidance and information for a new executive. So yeah. I think that's just being able to talk to other mentors or talk to, key executives in Critical Eyes and people who know different industries will get you a head start for your stepping up as well.